Daf and Kulin is Daf Kufav. We got up to the third line on Amud Aleph. Ki Atar of Dimi Amar, Mayim HaRishonim Chivu Besar Hazir, Acharonim Otsiu Ata Isha Mi Ba'ala. That there was a Maisa in which someone who wasn't Makbid on the Tilat Yadayim ended up being served some fresh bacon, and somebody who wasn't Makbid on the Mayim Acharonim ended up causing the divorce of a wife. The other Ravin Amar, Ravin said, no, that's not the way it was. It was the Rishonim ended up giving him Basar Nevela. It wasn't pork. And the Acharonim Horgu et Hanavish. But that ended up murdering someone. The guy ended up murdering his wife. That is, of course, there's two stories that appear elsewhere. The Mayim Rishonim story is where a guy had a restaurant and he would serve without any discussion. He would serve to anybody who came in who was Jewish. Kosher meat with the best quality. A guy who walked in, he wasn't gonna, that was where he got rid of his nevelos or his chazir, if they wanted chazir. Imagine nowadays a restaurant like that, you understand, that's the chazir table. You just see it. But anyway.
So it's like smoking and non-smoking?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. No, it's the old Munster story. In any event, this guy walks in, and he's not Naito Yadav. He sits down, grabs a piece of bread, and he's the guy, obviously, assumes he's a guy, and feeds him, either according to one Madi Omar, Basar Chazir, according to the other Madi Omar, feeds him Basar Nevela. The other Maisa, which was the Maisa of Kidor with Rabbi Meir, was Dara Shemes, and said, don't deposit money with this guy, it's a sin and it's shame. Kidor, Tapuchotema, something's wrong with this guy. Anyway, he was running a hotel, and he ends up depositing his money before Shabbos in the safe, comes back after Shabbos, and of course the guy doesn't know, he doesn't know what you're talking about, what money. And so, because of the fact that he was able to see what he was eating, because it wasn't marked in the Mayim Acharonim, he goes to the wife, and he says to the wife, you know, your husband said that you're supposed to give me back the money, and he said, the simon and dover is that he had eggs with salsa for breakfast. Oh, okay, I told you that simon, fine, so she goes to give it to him. Meanwhile, so either, that's the two Lashonis, either he ended up killing her, or he divorced her. How could she give away all that money? In any event, those were the two Lashonis. So the way to remember is they knew who had come first, whether it was Ravdimi or Ravin. And so Ravin, who said that the Rishonim were Basar Nevela, Achronim, Argus, Hanafesh, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, don't get confused between Ravdimi's version and Ravin's version. Because Ravin, who was the last one to come, must have been the one in the Simen who ended up adding. In other words, it was Ravin. The Simen is Ravdimi came and he was Metzi her. Came along Ravin and he killed her. But you couldn't have done it the other way around. You could only kill her after she got divorced. And divorced her. So that way you'll remember. Rabbi Abba mat nechadami hani v'chadami hani l'chumra. Rabbi Abba actually had both of these Lashonis together. In other words, the Chumra was that it was Basar Chazir as opposed to Basar Nevela, because Basar Chazir has also El Tochlu. So there's two Isurim. And so that's a Chumra, and of course murder is more Chumra than divorce. So he had those two parts of the story together.
There's this whole thing here about how the guy was able to serve meat and all that. You know, from it, it could have been a Tekufa when the Goyim were persecuting the Jews. And he says, alternatively, restauranter was a sinful person who did not abide by this restriction.
It could be.
Yes, your man.
Can you conceive? Oh, boy. Yeah. Itma. Getting back to the mind that are sharing from the Tilat Yadayim. I'm going to get back into some of the details. Remember yesterday, we had two different Lashonis in Mayim Acharonim and Mayim Rishonim. Which one of them we were marked on? Which one of them, if it's Yatzer Ledes by his apostle, and the Ikari Amri had Yatzer Ledes by being kosher with Mayim Rishonim, which is Lamaisa how we paskin, although many people are makbid at least together, because of the Mishnah Berurah brings, it's better to let it cool off and so on. But Mikra Din, we were makel on Mayim Rishonim, machra by machringim, because of the question of Etzakona and it's mifafea. And therefore doesn't wash well. Now, there's other issues, however, that are also nogia, and there's a big machlokas, we showed him how to understand the interrelationship with this sugya and the previous sugya, because we start off by questioning chamei ha'ur. So things that have been heated up by a regular fire, what would be the din? So chizki omar, ein atlim mehem liyadayin. Rabbi Yochanan omar, not li mehem liyadayin. Okay, so then these, we were talking about mayim rishayim. Tosfos learned, Rashi learns, that obviously has been chaylik on the sugya before, because the sugya before didn't have any problem with it, and it's okay, he's a Tana, and he's chaylik, as it didn't of a Tana, when he wishes to. Remember, there's no problem. Tosfos says that when we said before, mayim rishayim neifen bein b'chami, bein b'tzeinein, Chizkiyo could learn that, like the first lashon, that's not true, it's only if it's ein ayas v'tzeinein. And that's what he's referring to here. So he can avoid making it a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says it's no problem, which of course was the way we ended up coming out like a second lashon. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'alti, et Rabbi Gamliel Benoshal Rabbi, who was himself an Eichel Taros, which means that he was very machbid on the Inyonim Mitilat Yadayim. The Omarli Kol Gidolei, Hagalim Osim Kein, that you should know. I mean, these are people that all of them are on the greatest darga of Tyra, and they weren't marked on the problem of Chamei Ha'ur. The question is, what about Chamei Tveria? Now, what is the problem with Chamei Tveria? I mean, is it was a different level of heat? So, most of the Rishonim learned that the original, right away at the opening, the more we're talking about Chamei Tveria, the problem is that they're not really Ruvim Lishtiya. They're very bitter, and they have hydrogen sulfide smell, and because of that, they're not really Ruvim for Shtiyat Para, which ends up the synod of what is kosher. Rashi has an interesting shita over here, which is the Chamei Tveria, since they start off being hot. It's the first time that you come in contact with them for all intents and purposes. That's what gives them their special din. There never was a time in which they weren't steaming hot. And that's different than something which was once kosher and was then heated, because maybe that machlokas we had yesterday is talking about whether heating possible. But that doesn't mean that we included in the concept of mayim for the tila, mayim that come out steaming up. So it could be that they were never included. In the end, Rashi comes around later on in the sugya that there's this additional problem that they're also more in and meruyim. That's after they cool down. But according to this, bichlala wouldn't be kosher. So that means even if it would cool down, that would be it. It wouldn't be kosher. So what about the din of Chamei Tveria? You cannot use them for netila. I mean, you can't put them in a cup and then wash. But you could stick your hands into them and be tevel yadayim. We'll see, because if you're able to go to the mikveh in Chamei Tveria, it's absurd to say that you can't use it just for your yadayim.
For my rishonim, that is to say.
For my rishonim, yes, because tefillah helps for my rishonim. Was it even a sheet that we don't pass like this? You make a different bracha al tefillat yadayim instead of al netilat yadayim. L'mais, we make al netilat yadayim even on tefillat yadayim, but you could use it as tefillah.
Would tefillah have to do with
shir? We're actually about to get into that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kol gufo tovel b'ha, avolo panav yadav raglav. You can be tevel, but you can't be tevel your body, your hands. What? Does that make sense? Hashta kol gufo tovel b'ha, you're telling me panav yadav raglav, lo koshi kei. How is it shaykh that you shouldn't be able to be table your yadayim if you're able to go to the mikveh in such a thing? Umr of Papa, it's not so question. Bimikol man kuli amlo pliki d'shori. Obviously, to go be table in the place where you have the natural occurrence of Chamei Tveria, if you have a natural spring, over there is no question. Of course, you can actually go to the mikveh, you can put your hands in there also. To take them out and to put them into a cup, bimana kuli amlo pliki d'yos. They're definitely not included in the mayim that were defined as kosher for netila. The question is like this. Suppose they were paskino bebat birta. We're talking about over here where they are not in the original place where the materia comes from, and you made a little bit of a little pool by the side where you draw the water in. So now the question is, as far as the din, the ikar hadin, there would be no problem. Here the question is, are we talking about bin mechuborim lemikveh? Or we're not mechuborim lemikveh. Taisa says, and he brings from Rashi also, that we're talking about where they are mechuborim. And nonetheless, because of their similarity to the kli, in people's minds, the They're not in the original place. So people don't necessarily come up with the idea that this is only alsna halacha of mikveh. So Marasavar, what Rabbi Yochanan hold is that we were geizer bat birta otumana. That what we said was, in order to just keep it clear in people's minds, if it's in the Mokum Yetzia, it's kosher. Not in the Mokum Yetzia, it's possible. You'll come up with a whole cheshbon, but this should be kosher because it's b'chuper to the mikveh, therefore it would be kosher for tefillah, also for small things. So let's say, by the way, as far as what Ira just asked, whether we're talking about a shear of the mikveh, that l'maisa Tosfos brings us two possibilities in this bat birta. Because mi'ikar hadin, you don't need the shear of a mikveh for small things, like machat, sinarios, and so on. But they ended up being mevatel, ben aloch. So Tosfos is not sure whether mevatel af liyadayim, or for yadayim they weren't mevatel. He says both possibilities. Could be bat birta means that it's really only large enough for tefillas yadayim, could be bat birta means that it's mamish, like a mikveh. But in any event, it could be that to keep things simple, we made one simple definition. That's where Rabbi Yochanan holds. Either you're doing tefillah. If you're doing tefillah, it's kosher. If you're doing netilah, it's possible. And this is really a kitanot. We have exactly the same question for other kinds of psulim. So you can have mikveh water, which is kosher for a mikveh. But I mean, it's a normal mikveh. No self-respecting animal would drink that water.
That's after.
God help us. Please, I'm drinking.
There's hair instead of flying.
So now the shayla is like this. There you have the same question. For tefillah, it remains kosher. Because it's a mikveh. So now if you're going to be tevil yadayim, it should also be kosher. If, however, you would remove that water, put it into a cup, so it would no longer be kosher, because a plural wouldn't drink from it. Now, this does not include, by the way, something that is so thick that because of its muddiness, it's not, that's already not considered to be water. We're talking about it has like a bad taste to it or a smell to it and so on. So if it was nifslim shtat beima, so in a kli, it's possible. In a karka, it's kosher. Comes along with Shimon ben Elazar, very similar to Rabbi Yochanan's statement over here by Tarmitari. And he says, af bekarka, you might be able to be tevil ben kol gufa, but don't think that you could be tevil yadayim. So the lo panav yadav raglav. Panav raglav are not really negated. We put them together because they usually come together. Obviously, the only halakhic question over here is yada. I am. We ask exactly the same question. Ashta kol gufa tofel ben. Panav yadav raglav lo kosher kein. Must be that the explanation over there in the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is exactly as we said over in Rabbi Yochanan. Elo lafta paskinu b'bat birta. Uba hapli, yisem achlok et marsav gazina bat birta atumane. One holds it. Look, we kept it simple for dummies. So in other words, either you're doing the tefillah in its place or you can't use it. Umarsav alo gazrina. Okay, where does the whole dinner from Tzitzis Adayim come from? I mean, we're assuming that there's halacha, but what is it all about? Omer Ravita bar Ravin, Omer Ravita bar Ashiya, netilat yadayim lechulin. Is really, in a sense, it's exactly gezeirah. Because the truth is, look, let's discuss the diorite. Diorite, a person is either tar or tar. Don't really have a concept in the diorite of treating yadayim differently than the rest of the body. However, the rabbanim were gezer because of the fact that the yadayim are askaniotim, and they generally come into contact with things that we want you to be aware of so that you keep them clean. And therefore, they were good, on certain in Yonim. There were a lot of other issues that were not yes, Sefer Torah, not Yemavs, the Sefer, and things like that. So in order to be Mizrachic for Tumah, they were Gozer for Truma. Because they were Gozer for Truma, and a Kayin who's been eating Truma is going to be keeping plenty of Chulin in his house also. To start being Mechalic between the dough that I have of Chulin and the dough that I have of Truma, it's not shy that it should stand like that, not to mention the fact that all of Klal Yisrael is destined to come into contact with Truma and Kachin very soon. So what's going to happen is if there's never any awareness of the concept of Truma and Tyra, they're going to lose it totally. It's a very difficult thing to reinstitute. Because of the Gezeirah and the Netilas Yadayim, says Rabbi Yitzchak Barashi, and it's all l'chulin, mipnei srak truma. It's there, it was done in order for there to be an awareness that by truma we have such halacha, so mamela. Sarach means to be dragged along like a sircha, an adhesion. So it's really addressing the dinim of truma. And there's another issue. Yeah. Why should we be mavatal? This halacha of tumas yadayim to be more mavatal.
I thought there was an idea that certain therapons are going to be difficult when Mashiach would need that.
Could be. It's a higher level. I never saw such a thing. Why? I mean, why not?
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's all a getter of Esach Hadass. So you can't think you see a Hadass, but just Mashiach. I don't mind. Anyway, there's new levels of Das coming, I can assure you. And besides that, there's a mitzvah. What's the pshat of mitzvah? My mitzvah. Amar Abaye, mitzvah lishmoa divrei chacham. In other words, there's a specific takana over here. And you'll say, Tosfos says, what do you mean, but that isn't added. I mean, if you're saying srak truma, if that was the mitzvah, then just say it was a mitzvah from srak truma. And therefore you'll be mevorek on it because it's a mitzvah. So Tosfos says, no, the chacham stam would have been going through srak truma, without srak truma. So in other words, this is a din of a chumra bi'alma, but they didn't say a chiyuv. They just said, if your hands weren't clean, so it's going to be matana. Okay, fine. But because of that, there's also an inyan to always be nighty. But you wouldn't make a bracha on such a thing. But the chachomim went ahead and they made a takana for stam nikias, says Taisus. In other words, people, especially, it's a very modern thing. Remember, even in medicine, it's a very modern thing. They had no idea that having clean hands makes all the difference in the world to your health. So the Chachomi made a takana that the hands should always be clean, and therefore
they're clean. Is also
yes and no. As long as you have worms, it's all right. Your hands can still be clean.
I heard not long ago a report from the World Health Organization that 1 million African lives would be saved if people there simply washed their hands with soap.
1 million lives a year. I'm sure at least. It's excellent for the overpopulation problem.
Right. Yeah.
It's bad, but then,
electricity to pump the water.
Rav Amar. Okay, so it's mitzvah, and therefore you're mevorech on it and so on. Rav Amar, it's more than that. It's mitzvah l'shmeh divrei Rav Elazar ben Aruch. You know what? It's not so simple that there's no remez in the Torah, that there's a concept of netila just on the yadayim, of tuma just on the yadayim. Because he was medayik for the posse, v'chol ha'she yigabo hazav, v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim. What does that mean? Yadav lo shataf b'mayim. There's no such concept of yadav lo shataf b'mayim. Okay, so we understand it's the way that the Torah is referring to. He didn't go to the mikveh. Why does the Torah put it that way? So it must be, therefore, that there is some remez, as Rav is explaining, Rav is not with my mashma, dechtiv, yadav lo shataf b'mayim, ho shataf tahor, because the pasuk is saying, what? How did Shai, yadav lo shataf b'mayim, tell me all he needs to do is wash his hands, and Sof has to go to the mikveh, and he needs mayim chayim, that's crazy, how tefillah boy. Elohachi kama, must be, there's a remez, that achar, there is a case, where shalo shataf, would be tameh. That's the point. And that is the smichus, that there is even some chukachom in the tilat yadayim min ha-teira. That's what Rav Elazar ben Aruch would say. So that, as the Ritva explains, smichus doesn't just mean that it's a nemanim. This is the possible. Smichus means that it indicates to you possibility, directions, which, if you take them, are within the range of what the Torah considers to be a derech Hashem. It's part of the mishmeres. Like this, you'd say that's crazy. I mean, maybe it's even makalko because people will think you'll die, and so it's all a question of having clean hands. And like we were going there not to, but that you're betami if you go to a shower after going to a mikvah. Told you. So therefore, Abba.
As predicted.
What we decided to do, Ava, is have someone sit in your seat every day because you've got a chush. When that happens, you're like a charm. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know we love you, Abba. You know that.
Thank you.
Sorry. So therefore, when we have this remez, this Reb Elazar ben Aruch, it's a real remez, except that the Chachamim, it's totally, so to speak, we find such concepts like Gavi Malacha on Chol HaMoed, according to some Rishonim. The Torah defines certain concepts, allows you to see whether they're applicable, because they're not the Ikar Adin, but they're part of the overall Mishmeres. That's how Avraham Avinu could pick them up also. Right? Another, because there is grounds for this structure and a holistic picture of what it is the Torah wants to achieve in a person's awareness and activities. This is included. It's not necessarily there for everybody, and it's not necessarily there for all times. Yeah.
Just when they go and wash their hands and feet, that's not a good example of the fact that you can separate out parts of your body to wash.
Not for Tum of the Torah. That's Hachona of Avaida and so on and so forth. That we're going to discuss this on a base. So therefore, we have even more. There's even a smichus v'diraisa to such a thing. Omer Rebbe Lazar, Omer Rebbe Yoshayim, lo amro tilat yadayim l'peirot, el mishum l'kiyut. As far as Truma is concerned, over there, we were makbid specifically on challah, which has a din of Truma, so on bread we were makbid. But for peirot, even though there may be a din of tilat yadayim there, it's only Mishum Nikius itself. Sovur Mina, so he took that to mean, okay, so in other words, there's not an absolute Chiyuv, because they're not worried about Sar Truma, but there's a mitzvah to be Neutel Yadayim for Paris. And we're talking about dry Paris over here, not to be confused with a completely different halacha, which is whenever anything is wet. Over there, you're coming into contact with a Rishon, because mashkin or ifrim liyais rishayin, that has to do with any food at all. That is not necessarily peirot. Anything at all which is wet is considered to be as if you're being in Batami, biyadayim.
Naturally wet?
Doesn't matter.
It's not moksha that
No, it doesn't matter whether it's moksha. The moksha, we're talking about peirot even when they're moksha. If they're dry, there's no dinner from the tails of night. If they're wet, then even the water, even if it's tahor, since when it's negeya b'sheni, it becomes a rishayim. It's the only case where bashkin or hefkin liya is rishayim, they will be betame even chulin. The betame even chulin, so it's as if you're going out to eat in yonim l'ratame, and that you're not supposed to do. According to the gra, it's even a mitzvah. There's even a mavarek on that on the tiyos yadai. But here we're talking about dry peirot. So he thought, and that's even if they are moksha l'kabel too. So he thought that it's okay, and there's no mitzvah. There's no chuvah, but there's still a mitzvah. Omer lo rava, not true. Lo chuvah, v'lo mitzvah. If you want to, it's okay. But Reb Nachman argues. It says, if you want to, it's not okay. Upligit Reb Nachman. No, Reb Nachman, hanotel yadav l'peirot afis. It doesn't mean washing your hands. In other words, it takes some soap and water and wash your hands. It means to do the whole netilat yadayim. So Reb Nachman said, hanotel yadav l'peirot, elah, I mean, migasei haruah. There's such a thing as being a little bit too frum. And at that point, you're just a stuck-up no good neck. And therefore, it's usher to do that. Amar Rabba Bar Rabbana, Havekayim Nakamedi Rabbami Rabbasi. I was once standing in front of Rabbami and Rabbasi, and they brought in front of them, I was just like a young guy inside, and they brought a kakola de peri, and they ate without netilat yadayim, lo mashu yadayim. They didn't offer me anything, I gotta tell you. We'll see why this is Nogia la locha. Velo yarvo me, they didn't give me a darn thing. And then, each one of them said a bracha achrayna, and they didn't get together for the bracha. So I learned from here three things. Shema mina tlat. Shema mina inotin medayim leperot, obviously, because they weren't naitu yadayim. Shema mina in mizamni mala perot. Furthermore, you see that if there would have been an Inyan of Zimun, they certainly would have told me to have some. Because that way they would have been able to be Mezame together.
Just two.
And so Mamela, they didn't call me, I understood. If they didn't call me, they were only two guys, so then there was no Inyan at all to be able to be Imer the Shame and to say, Avlan Venivre. Okay. Then Shemamina, furthermore, you see that if you have Shnayim Shachlu, it's also Mitzvah Lechalim. In other words, so what would it hurt? But the point is, they're trying to show that it's more important for each person to make a bracha than to have one guy make a bracha for others. And Tanya Nami Ochi, Shnayim Shachlum Mitzvah Lechalek. So each person who makes a bracha is more chashuv than having one person be mevarech for the others. Okay, there are times where a bracha is megeya. A tzibur, we say berov am, is more chashuv than kol chad v'chad. And tanya nami ochi, shnayim shachlu, mitzvah lechalek. Each one should make a bracha on his own. Ba'med var mamurim shayu shneihem sofrim. But that's only if both of them are bekiyim in the brachas. Aval echad sofer v'echad bor. One is not a bokeh in a bracha, then of course the sofer is mevorech or bor, and that way he's mitzvah. So he's mevorech, the bor yotzeh. Tanu rabban, netilat yadayim lechulit ad haperek. This is a very, very opaque sukkah. Because being as we don't have access to the video, it got lost along the dairy somewhere. So there's still some question now what is meant by these locations. So the Tales of Daim Lechulin is Adah Perek. Oh, but Latruma, it's Adah Perek. And for Kishon Daim Raglai, but Mikdash, woo, that's Adah Perek. Well, so what's this all about? So the truth is, we have three different shittas in what this is all about. Obviously. Because what are the options? The options are Perek A, is the very first joint of the finger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Perek B, no, I'm going to tell you all the problem, okay? Perek B is the second joint. Perek C is the knuckles. Perek D is the wrist. Perek E is the elbow. Okay, so now, every possible permutation of this sugya.
We have to wash up the scrub for surgery to eat?
No, Kishadayim Raglayim. No, Kirishadayim Raglayim. So we're going up. There's three darkas. Adaperek, Adaperek, Adaperek. So let's start from the beginning. Rabbein Atam Shita. Adaperek is one. That's for a cooling. You just got to wash the very fingertips that come in contact with the food. Nothing else needs to be washed. No, sir. I am Rishonim that one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too front.
Yes, sir. Not that high. Fingertips. That's what I said. A, fingertips. Truma, B, which is the second. Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, your knuckles. Okay. Rashi starts with B. Because A, for a very interesting reason, A doesn't share the same level on all of the fingers. Whereas B gets closer.
Well,
yeah, okay. So you're going to get to that by moving your hand all kinds of strange ways. Okay, so he starts on B. We're going to have a hard time on the thumb to start with. What do you mean? There's no A. Right? The thumb doesn't have an A. So what are you going to do with my thumb? Oh boy, iron is always backwards. Look at that.
That's right.
How do you like that? How do you like that? You little monkey, it fused. Okay, so therefore, what we start with, says Rashi, is B.
As A.
B is the first one.
It's his A.
It's his A. So you start from the Tilas Yadayim up to the joint and mid finger. For Truma, you go up to your knuckles. And for the Tilas Yadayim, and the Mikdash, you go up to your wrist.
Woo! Wow! Just tell the surgeon which parent, you know.
Okay. Maybe the battery. We always remove the battery. Then we have the sheet of Rabbeinu Avrom. Again, all the other Rishonim get involved in this, obviously. So the sheet of Rabbeinu Avrom, just talking about what's on the page. So the sheet of Rabbeinu Avrom, the Tosfos brings, which is that you start with chulin. You start at the knuckles. That's A. You move up the truma to your wrist. For kiddush adayim v'raglayim, you go up to your elbow. Yeah, so, okay. Halacha l'maisa, there's a lot of confusion because of the lashon of the Rif. The Mishnah Brura, which is basically the way that everybody is knowing today, the Mishnah Brura proves to his satisfaction that the Rif holds that for chulin, because of the way the Gemara is going to come out, that we end up in machmar chulin, like for truma, that means up until the wrist. And he says that even though a lot of people are he heard or Mekel and Chas V'Shalom and Mekel. This became, of course, the standard to wash up until the wrist, even for Chul. When it comes to Mikra Din, we need to be Zoyer on, let's say, on Yom Kippur. You don't want to use too much water and so on. Okay. So then we go down to the number. So anyway, let's see that. Let's go now all through the circus. So first Braita, Tanakama, right, simply says, Chulin Ada Perek A, Latruma Ada Perek B, Kiddush Yodayim Raglam Yemigdash Ada Perek 3. V'chzi, V'chol Dabar Shechotzeitz B'tfilah B'guf, anything which is considered to be a chatzitza for tefillah would be also chotzeitz b'tefillat yadayim, even for chulin. The same thing is true kiddush yadayim for aglayim, even though that is a hachana for avodah, isn't me ikar adin part of taira. There too, there's a din of chatzitza, and you have to be zoyer. Now, this would mean that a lot of the times when somebody is coming from working with construction materials that can get under your fingernails, or dough and things like that. Same way that you would have to be careful for going to a mikveh, you're going to have to clean your nails for the tefillah you're dying. So in other words, it's for chulin, exactly. So it's saying that you have to be mocked. But now Lamaisa Tesvis brings that there is, what do you do with the fact that it says beferish in the Tosefta Mikvos, that for chulin ein chaitzitzin for your dying. So he says, that's nogea negia. And that's true. Touching chulin for somebody who is makpid to keep his chulin al taras hakodesh, there's no akpada on chatzitza on yadayim. But for eating, we're always more makpid. That we saw earlier in the Masechta, that the dinim of achila and negir, it's very, very different. So if you drink something that's tummy, you may be not allowed to eat meiser. Okay, but for touching, there's no akpada. So here we're talking about specifically for achila. Omar Rav, at kam lechulin, at kam lechruma. Wow, that's very helpful. Shmuel Omar, at kam bein lechulin, bein lechruma. But that's lechumra. So now it's according to Shmuel, we're going to be makbid, and we're going to be machmar chulin just like truma. So if you held that by truma, it meant up to the wrist, and that's what it would be for chulin as well. Rav Sheshes Omar, at kam bein lechulin, bein lechruma, lekula. Omar bar Adaya v'kayina kamed Rabami. I was standing by Rabami and he said, like Rab, that Adkan bein l'chulin, bein l'chum l'chum. By the way, don't make the mistake of thinking that that was because Rabami was machmar himself because he was a kayin and had chulin and truma around, so he wanted to be more machmar. Because you should know that Rabbi Maisha barbered Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's grandson, Rabbi Maisha, was a Levi. And he also said the same thing. Avkan bein lechulin bein lechruma lechumra. So even though it could be that Shmuel was machmaran himself, but lemaisa, these were people that were talking about halacha lemaisa without a chumra, and they weren't kohanim, and they said to be machmaran chulin. Omar Rav, notel adam et shtei yadav shacharit. A person can do netilat yadayim in the morning and make a t'nai that that netilat yadayim is good for the entire day. This one's on our little 10-hour excursion there. So,
can you be? Just eat all day.
Hold on, hold on.
Just eat all day, right?
So no, not eat all day. I will address it in a moment. Amarlo Revavina Levnei Pakta the Arvos. And these were people where, this was an area where people used to work all day long, and there were no streams, and there was no water handy. So he told them, you're going to always have a problem in doing the tilat yadayim. Mashlu yadaychu mitzafra. Wash your hands in the morning before you go to work. V'atnu alay l'kula yuma. And say that this is, I'm doing this for the whole day. Let's wait. I'll address it. Ikeri amri b'sha'at hatchak in. Look, it says over here, patkat arvot. And he said, "Kigonaton de losh lechem chumaya." Mash, but it's only because it's a real hassle. So some say this is only true where it's a real hassle. But shalom b'shat atchak lo. In which case, he's pleading to Rav because Rav didn't say it's only b'shat atchak. Rav said, "You can do this without any problem." And others learn that he could air me shalom b'shat atchak. He was just giving them some good advice. But the truth is, it would have been true. Even if it wasn't b'shat atchak, he saw that they were having problems. So Mameli said, listen, if you're having problems, do it. But it didn't mean could go not tong. Only could go not tong. So it could be afil shol b'shat ha-tragdami behind the Rav, in which case he wasn't doing anything other than what Rav said. Now, the problem is, this is my God. It says that you're not supposed to do the Tilz Yadayim before Kiddush, right? Because the Kiddush will be mafsik between the Tilz Yadayim and the Achila. Or we have Teker, Achila, Achila. I mean, these are things all over. How in the world can Rav possibly say that in the Tilz Yadayim you do in the morning for 6 hours later? It's ridiculous. And you'll eat lechem 6 hours later. It doesn't make any sense. It's a complete steer of the circus. So because of this, Tosfos explains that these are two completely different dinim. The idea over here is that if your masna shachris, this is Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that's a different netilah. That there's no din of hefsek. The netilah for an achila that's in front of you, there is a din of hefsek. Mamela. It would be yotze that if you wash for bread, this won't work. You can't wash for breakfast, have a sandwich, and say, okay, so the whole day, no, sir. Even if you make a tanai b'shat, it's only if you're not washing for breakfast.
It's only negobas.
No.
No, you don't have the bread in front of you.
You're not eating for a sandwich. So you're thinking, I'm getting on a flight. It's going to be hell to get water over there. The stewardesses are going to confiscate all the cups because they know the Jews use up all this. This is really true. They know the Jews take all the cups. It's like all the airlines don't keep... Don't put cups at work. Because these crazies walk off with the cups. They think they steal the cups. So there's all special, there's a special chibur now that was sent to the airlines to be made to them for having religious travelers.
Yes. Anyway.
So
does this work?
So this works. So you do the Tilat Yadayim, not for food. You do the Tilat Yadayim in the morning without a broch.
No broch.
And it tells you dying like this. It was not part of takana. It's not on food.
But you say it tonight.
Yeah, you say it. You know, say it. Think. But he's not doing it. You could say he's about it.
And you have to be shomer.
I'm doing it. No, you have to be shomer hands from things that would, you know, if you're going to use the bathrooms, then you have a problem. Not for urinating. That's not a problem. But anything that would, of course, be machai, if you were separate deal, it's a dying, it's not going to help. But as long as you weren't mafsik with something that's tummy or filthy, so then it's okay.
So you can eat bread.
You can eat bread later. So 5 hours later, go eat bread. But if you washed on a piece of bread, then you got problems. This doesn't work. Right. It's exactly the opposite of what people think. It's exactly the opposite.
Is there a time limit on this?
Nope, no time limit.
You
can go dark flight. Beautiful. You flight till you go to sleep. That's my view again.
So the flight's at night. I'm doing this in the morning and I'm still covered.
Well, you do it before you get on the plane. Ah, I do it before getting into the car to go to the airport. The last thing I do.
It's great. It may not be enough, but
charging for the second coast of the Tilz Yadayim.
El is charging for a second bag to America.
All right. Richie, the ADD, is showing up.
Yeah, Bradley.
Obviously, since there are those who postulate that this is only if Mayim is not Nimza, so then they're not going to be semi-funded. However, okay, that's a question. How much you want to make?
It could be that you could stay.
Yeah, it could.
You tried to get back that to the...
I mean, you want to eat something and wait a half an hour to get to the bathroom water. Can you be night till in the bathroom? The bathroom's filthy. It's going to be one of the
water. I have the sulfate as a problem.
What? The water in the plane, you're not really drinking
water.
Yeah, I've done that, but boy, they don't want
that. That's almost as bad as taking the cups.
Wash into the thing, and then she's looking.
Yeah. I heard of Sock recently. This gentleman was flying on Qatar, or one of the Arab airlines, and somebody told him that, and he was afraid to daven on the plane, and they told him that he can daven in the bathroom.
What?
It's a malal.
That kind of bathroom, it sweeps everything away.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that? What do you mean? He can't move his lips.
No, but I'm tossing Tefillin on him.
You come in.
What's that?
With your leg.
Can't wait.
Baggage claim.
Did it? All right. The timing is
Put me to time. You got time there.
Put it in the
other apps are bound down.
While they're bound down.
Where are they going? Are they Jewish?
All right. Anyway, it's been fun. Let's yes, Rabbi. Ki Yosser Rav Dimi Amar Mayim Arishanim Echilu Bazer Chazirah Runi Motziv Et Aisha Mibala. Ki Yosser Ravin Amar Rishanim Echilu Bazer Nebeila Akroni Margu Et Anefesh. Omer Rav Dach Bar Yitzchak. If you don't want to get mixed up, Stavus said what? Simanecha Atar Rav Dimi, who everybody knew came earlier. And he was Afka, and then Robin came along and he shot her. Katla. Rabava Matbe Chodamihani Vachodamihani Luchumra. So we had Chazir and Rotzach. Itma. Chamea Ur. Chizki Omrei Notlimen Leodaim. Rabbi Yochanan Notlimen Leodaim. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel Beno Shorabi. Vochel Taharotaya. Vomar Li Kol Gdole Galil Osimki. Chamit Veria. Chizki Omrei Notlimen Leodaim. Rabbi Yochanan said, look, you might be able to do kol gufa tovo b'hem, but not your yadayim. What? Ashta kol gufa tovel b'hem. One of yadav ragla v'lo koshke, nomer v'papa b'mekom, on kuli amalo plige, of course, to shore. Mishko menayo b'mona, kuli amalo plige de osir. Ki plige de paskino b'bat birta, marso v'gazino b'at birta otu mona, marso v'lo gazino, kitanoi. Mayim shenifsulu mishtiat behima, so bekelim psulim, bekarka kisherim, Roshimin Elazar, af bekarka, you might be able to be tovo bem kol gufe, avolo panav yadav raglav, hashto kol gufe, tovo bem, panav yadav raglav lakoshake, el alav, it must be that he's also talking about, the paskino bebat birta, uba pligi, marsover gazvinan bat birta tumone, umarsover lo gazvinan. Omer vidu barovin, omer vidu barashian, Netilat yadayim lechulin mipnei srach truma v'yod mishum mitzvah. My mitzvah, Rabbi, mitzvah l'shmua divrei chachamim. Rav Amar, oh, it's more than that, man. It's mitzvah l'shmua divrei Rav Elazar ben Arach. Dechtiv v'chol asher yigah bo azav v'yadav lo shatav b'mayim. Omer Rav Elazar ben Arach b'kan somcho chachom l'tir zedai min ha-teira. Omer le'rov l'rnach b'mayim mashma. Dechtiv yadav lo shatav b'mayim. Ho shatav tohor, that's crazy. A tefila boy, elohi kama, v'acher shalosh etaf would be tamei. Amrav Elazar amar Rav Hoshaya lo amru netilat yadayim leperot, ela mishum nikiyut. Some mean a chova udalek, but the mitzvah remains. Amar lo Rav, no, lo chova v'lo mitzvah, elo reshut, and even that is pligid Rav Nachman. The Amrav Nachman anotel yadav leperot in ela mikasei aruach. It's better for the sofer to be mevorach and the bor yotze. Then rabbanan, netilat yadayim lechulin araperek, but the truma it's araperek. Oh, for kishdayim raklayim the mikdash there it's araperek. The kol davar shechotzeitz b'tefila beguf, chotzeitz b'netilat yadayim lechulin, but kishdayim raklayim be mikdash. Omar Rav adkan lechulin and adkan the truma. V'shmul amar no adkan bein lechulin bein lechuma, referring to higher the chumra. Rav Sheshet Omer, Adkan Bein Lechulam Bein Lechuma Lekulam. Omer Baradei Avakim Nekamin Ravami, V'yomer Adkan Bein Lechulam Bein Lechuma Lechumra, and don't think that it's because Ravami was a Kohen and he was Machmer on himself, because Rav Maisha Barbari, the Rav Yishuv and Levi, he was a Levite, and he also said, Adkan Bein Lechulam Bein Lechuma Lechumra. Omer Rav Notel Adam, Mechtei Adav Shacharit, U'matzbeleim Kolayim Kulot. Which basically would be, I know the Rav.